The following program does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of this station.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered in the United States through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Straight Talk Money with Mike Robertson, where Mike and his guests bring you the wisdom of Wall Street. Over the next hour, you'll not only get straight answers to your questions about your money, but also get firsthand insight into the economy and the markets from a man who's seen the ups, downs, and turnarounds. Thanks to more than 38 years' experience in the financial industry, Mike is Master Certified with Ed Slott. Get ready. Straight Talk Money starts right now. Here's Mike Robertson.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to Thursday, St. Patty's Day. I'm Peggy Tuck. Now, coming up on the show today, so the Fed has spoken, and it looks like they're pulling back, and some of those rate hikes are going on the back burner. Now, we have a very special guest with us this morning. We've got our Fed expert, Doug Roberts. He's going to be joining us this segment with insight into what all this means for you and I as investors. We've got a solution to setting up retirement, and you can do this before you are 30. And then finally, thank goodness, at the end of the show, we're going to have a solution to one of my pet peeves. All of this and more financial news coming your way this hour on Straight Talk Money. Good morning, everyone. I'm Peggy Tuck. Of course, in studio with me, my very special co-host, Dave Dyer. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. 3 days in a row.
Yes. Happy St. Patty's Day to you.
I must not have offended too many people yesterday.
Well, today's a new day. Okay. And by the way, folks, let me throw the number out, because if you've got a question for our Fed expert or Dave or myself, 844-305-7800. As we know, yesterday, of course, the S&P had a very nice end to the day, thanks in part to some of the dovish comments, I guess, that were coming out of the Fed. Pulled back. Forget the four raises that they were looking for in 2016, which we have heard from a couple of people that have been on our show. They're kind of dialing back to probably two at this point. So who better to have on the show this morning than Doug Roberts? He is the founder and chief investment strategist with channelcapitalresearch.com. He's also the author of the book Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Great book. It's been out. I think Dave and I talked with him years ago when it first came out, probably, about it. And one of my favorite things about him is he's also a member of the Explorers Club, and he was part of this group that helped discover this World War II German submarine off the coast of New Jersey. It was featured in the book Shadow Divers. He's just a real Renaissance man. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you for that. It's a great introduction, Peggy. Always great to be here.
Well, I tell you, there's nobody else I think about when it comes to the Fed, especially with something important, than you. So you have some very specific thoughts about, you know, what's going on. Why was it so dovish yesterday when we've heard from both sides of the aisle that, you know, we just need to raise and get over with?
Ultimately, it's really because Janet Yellen wants to be cautious, but that's not necessarily a full consensus on the Fed. Actually, yesterday you had your first dissent by Esther George of the Kansas City Fed, who thought we should have raised rates. And, you know, that's the first dissent you've had for a while. So by no means is, you know, this thinking, you know, unanimous. Ultimately, I think what she's concerned about is the Fed doesn't want to over-tighten and then have to go back on what they're doing. Probably the schedule that was being forecast before of four rate hikes this year was somewhat aggressive anyway. And right now, they just want to be cautious so that if there is really a weakening in the economy, that, you know, they can backtrack quite quickly and not have to reverse direction. Just basically say our tightening phase is done and leave it at that, as opposed to saying, no, now we have to start cutting rates again. At the same time, they do want to continue hiking rates over time as long as the situation is relatively benign, to avoid kind of getting into that negative interest rate situation that they're experiencing around the world. And if you don't have any ammo in your gun, you really can't shoot any bullets.
How much of an impact was employment numbers on that? Because, you know, we keep hearing that, oh, employment's getting better. Of course, jobless claims are out today, and they're actually up.
Yeah, I think really the employment number was, you know, it was decent, but, you know, not, you know, it wasn't something that was extremely strong. It's not something that you see in a very, very strong recovery. Yet at the same time, it's a gradual, slow improvement. But really the big concern is the quality of jobs. You know, most of it are really in the retail trade, you know, kind of like bars and restaurants. That's not the stuff that you make up for the future. So there was some concern there. But I think the bigger concern is really, you know, the inflation numbers. You know, is that they're not seeing the strength really with inflation that, you know, you would expect of a diehard recovery. So they're figuring, given that we're just barely at the 2% rate and, you know, it may not stay there, that at this point we'll kind of, I guess, keep our options open. You know, inflation really isn't pressuring us, so we'll leave it as is. Now, this brings us to a really interesting point that I just wanted to get out. In my recent commentary, I refer to something called the Yellen call, which is a new term that's being bandied about in the market today. You know, we've heard of the Greenspan put, which was named for former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan. And it refers to, you know, essentially the scenario that, you know, when the economy weakens, when the markets start to go down, the Fed will basically, you know, stimulate by basically reducing rates or doing other extraordinary moves, such as we saw with former Chairman Ben Bernanke with quantitative easing, and that kind of gives us a floor, you know, below which the market's not going to go. You know, in essence, they've created a put, which is why they call it the Greenspan put. We now have the corollary to this situation, which is called the Yellen call, which is they may slow up these rate increases, speed them up, but they're unlikely to stop them unless the economy seriously reverses direction. And right now, what we've seen, as I mentioned before, it's the inflation numbers that are really, you know, the keystone, not necessarily the employment, unless employment weakens. But basically, if inflation strengthens, if essentially you see oil prices going up, which seems to be closely linked to the market, then, you know, Janet Yellen is going to accelerate or basically speed up her tightening process. So in essence, since we're seeing oil prices and the market, you know, the equity markets link closely, as the market strengthens and oil prices go up, makes it more likely that really the Fed is going to start to tighten more aggressively, which will put a cap on the market's rise. So essentially, we could be locked into a very, very volatile, large trading range, which is going to drive everybody crazy.
I noticed today the futures look like they're down a little bit, so people aren't exactly greeting this Fed decision with euphoria. Is that your sort of general opinion on that?
I think right now what they're seeing is that, you know, kind of slowing down rate increases is a long way from stopping rate increases and possibly shifting to a more dovish stance. So, you know, they're kind of starting to think about that. Okay, you know, things aren't as bad as we thought it was. This is more dovish, but there's a difference between, you know, a dovish tightening policy versus an easing policy that has really driven the rebound over the last several years in the equity markets.
All right. Doug, can you stay with us for a few minutes on the other side? I know Dave has some more questions for you.
Sure, no problem.
Perfect. Great. Okay, folks, we're going to be back. It's Peggy Tuck and Dave Dyer, and along with Doug Roberts, the author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success and our kind of resident Fed expert. We'll be back on Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street each and every day.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Rejuvenate, be inspired, refresh. Sounds like some realities you want for yourself this year? Then embark this fall on a 15-day all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise of a lifetime with Business 1110 KTEK. Sail the pristine Mediterranean waters with celebrity cruises on the luxurious Silhouette. With thrilling stops in Rome, Naples, Jerusalem, Athens, and more, come experience sights like the magnificent Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall of Jerusalem, the beautiful Greek island of Santorini, and more. This is not just a cruise. You will follow in the footsteps of key historical figures and be engrossed in the sights and sounds of the societies that establish what we experience today in government, culture, and faith. Come and visit the extraordinary cities of antiquity, 2,800-year-old ports, and more on a journey with the interactive vibrancy of faith and culture. Board the footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise September the 22nd through October 9th. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, go to business1110ktek.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-469-9964. 1-800-469-9964. Again, that's 1-800-469-9964. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
How old is your carpet? Do visitors notice dirty spots and smudges you've learned to ignore? And that old floor doesn't shine like it should. It's so old and scuffed up you wonder if it ever looked nice. Are you nervous about inviting family or friends? It's time to replace your old worn-out carpet and flooring. And now's the perfect time, because Empire Today is offering 60% off. Call Empire Today to get 60% off your new carpet and 60% off your new floors. This unbelievable deal is only available for a limited time. Get laminate, hardwood, or carpeting for any room and get an astounding 60% off. Plus, pay no interest for one full year. Choose from an enormous selection of quality brand names right from the comfort of your own living room and get next day installation, all for a huge 60% discount. Hurry, this offer won't last very long, so call Empire Today right now. 800-308-3510. That's 800-308-3510. 800-308-3510. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at EmpireToday.com.
Get up to date business news as well as stock market, financial, and earnings information here. This is Business 1110.
Welcome back to the Mike Robertson Show. I'm Peggy Tuck. Hey, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter yet, now is the time. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com and click on the newsletter tab. We're going to send you lots of great information, just like what you're hearing on the show today, but no sales material. It's really easy. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com and sign up today. Here's Mike. Welcome back, everybody. This is the St. Patrick's Day version of Straight Talk Money. I'm Peggy Tuck, sitting in for Mike Robertson, along with Dave Dyer. Also joining us on the phone is Doug Roberts. He is the founder and chief investment strategist at ChannelCapitalResearch.com, also the author of the book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success. You can get that at Amazon, but a better place to get it is just go to ChannelCapitalResearch.com, and you can get the book. Okay, so when we want to talk Fed, this is the guy I go to, Doug Roberts. I had the opportunity to meet him years ago at one of the money shows, and he's just really got great insight and is a real student, I guess we could say, of the Fed. Of course, yesterday, we know that the Fed is pulled back. Now, we're not looking as aggressively at interest rate hikes, but as an investor, what do you tell your clients and investors on how to play this?
Well, in essence, you have to really come out with a plan. You have to kind of like figure out what your risk tolerance is, figure out what your ways of diversification. You want to be proactive, not reactive. If you have a certified financial planner, figure out what your needs are. But basically, the big four-letter word you have to avoid is hope. Now, basically, you have to use another four-letter word, which is plan, and then figure out what your allocation. If you do that, you can probably go through this situation with something that you can live with and still satisfy your financial needs. You know, basically, our Follow the Fed model, which was detailed in my book, right now is favoring small-cap equities and domestic equities, that is, small-cap stocks and basically gold. And gold, you know, small caps haven't been as great a performer, but again, that's been balanced out by the superiority of the performance in gold. So that's the benefit of what we're talking about, a diversified portfolio, and more importantly, diversified strategies.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask you about what sectors you saw as being favorably impacted by this. And the gold miners, I think, are the number one sector so far year to date. They're up like 40%, I believe. But do you see any other sectors that would be favorably impacted that people could do some homework on? I'm big on giving our listeners homework. Rather than saying, you know, here, go buy ABC, go look in this sector and see what you find.
Believe it or not, in this type of an environment, shorter-term treasury bonds are good ballast in case something happens and the market reverses direction as to where you are. You're not really seeing inflation tick up. You're seeing people anticipating there could be inflation, but inflation is relatively benign. And in this environment, at least treasuries, shorter-term treasuries like 5-6 years, has actually outperformed most sectors of the equity market, most of the big sectors.
Interesting. And those are very safe.
Yeah. So it really depends upon the particular environment. Right now, when you're in a tightening phase like we are right now, but particularly in a fairly dicey environment, you have to kind of like allocate your bets so that you're not, you know, you don't have all your eggs in one basket. Because if you're wrong there, that's when you get into problems, and that's when emotions start to kick in. And then people react emotionally and do something that they'll regret in the future.
What about some of the other income-oriented investments, REITs, high-yield bonds, things like that? What do you think the Fed decision will mean for those sectors?
The problem is it's not monolithic. In those situations, it really depends upon what you have behind them. The concern that a lot of people have with junk bonds right now is that we may be getting a bounce, but that some of these are basically highly leveraged. And if there's a problem with oil, if let's say this recovery in oil really isn't anything more than a short-term bounce, and we're now in a lower trading range, a lot of the fears about junk bonds could still, you know, be quite true. So, and, you know, with regard to REITs, it really depends upon, you know, your particular area. Some do well, some do not. As they say, all real estate tends to be local.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good advice.
All right, Doug, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us your insight on the Fed. Doug, as I said, is the founder and chief investment strategist for ChannelCapitalResearch.com, the author of the book Follow the Fed to Investment Success. You can get the book. It's still in print, and the best place to get it is at ChannelCapitalResearch.com. Thanks so much for coming on the show today and sharing your insight with us, Doug.
Peggy, always a pleasure to be on your show, and enjoyed speaking with you and Dave today.
Thank you much.
We'll talk to you soon. Always so good to have him on, I'll tell you. Folks, if you ever get a chance to go to one of those money shows, I mean, it's kind of interesting, and you get to meet people like Doug. You
get to meet Peggy.
Well, if you can find me roaming around trying to... Roaming around, but there's always some great insight there. So there you have it. We have some things that we can look at there. You know, you were talking about bonds and the REITs and you know, we've talked about traded and non-traded. There's another kind of sector that you like, Dave, and that's business development companies.
Right.
And this, not a lot of people, you know, sometimes people just don't know what that is.
This is something, and I understand.
It is an alternative.
I understand you're going to have some opportunities in this area in the near future for some of your investors. But it's a sector that I researched, a couple or 3 years ago. And business development companies, BDCs, are basically, if you think of the way a REIT is structured, they're basically a REIT, except they don't have real estate in them. They have small private companies, either equity in those.
They're
small
kind of like
private,
a bank, a non-bank bank.
I view them as an alternative bank, because these small private companies can't get the good loans from the J.P. Morgan and the big guys, so they'll go and pay 13-14% for working capital from a business development company. Where does a business development company get their money? They issue stock, and that stock is bought by me, and then they invest at 14%. They pay 90% of their pre-tax profit back in dividends to the people who own the stock. So they can be a very lucrative long-term investment. So there are a number of good ones out there, and I've researched a lot of them, and I know you have some things coming up.
Well, are you talking about traded or non-traded?
The ones that I have are traded, but you can also have a non-traded business development company.
And they hear us talk about REITs and non-traded REITs because those don't correlate to the market.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, really kind of nice when we've had some of the swings that we've had in this market. You know, you can sleep a little better at night knowing that you're bringing in some income.
Yeah,
and actually we do have some things coming up. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com. So a great reason to go to straighttalkmoney.com is A, you can send emails to myself and Mike and Dave or anybody else. If you've got a question for today's show and you just don't want to call, please feel free to do that. And I'm sitting here with my computer. I'll be glad to bring that out on the air. And also, you're going to get some great information. Sometimes Dave will turn me on to an article, or Mike will have a great chart, and we do a newsletter every week. So there's a good reason to be on the email list. We're just going to send you some great information. We will not send you any sales material. We're not going to spam you. So I can guarantee that. Dave, on the other side, you have a very interesting, I guess, outlook on retirement and how you can do this before the age of 30. So we're going to tell folks about that as well as have the opening bells. We'll be right back on Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. DHA 200, the purer, cleaner form of DHA, is on special this month. DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, is a commonly deficient essential N-chain fatty acid. It delivers great brain, nerve, eye, and heart support. From babies in the womb all the way to the elderly, just about everyone really needs to supplement DHA in order to enjoy best health. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Experience nutrition that really works.
Do you worry the stock market is a bubble ready to pop? If you're retired or retiring soon and can't afford to lose your life savings in a bear market, don't miss the free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. 2-7 p.m. Tuesday, March 22nd, Hilton Garden Inn, Pearland. 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 23rd, Courtyard by Marriott Katy. Or 7 p.m. Thursday, March 24th, Hyatt Place, The Woodlands. Ken was featured in Forbes. Clients that followed his advice were out of the market in 2008. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
866-558-TERM. 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 That's 866-558-8376.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. Know you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
Have you thought about getting new floors for your home? Well, for a limited time, you could get 60% off select styles of carpet and flooring from Empire today. Get select styles of carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile for any room and get a whopping 60% off. Choose from quality name brands right from your home. Don't miss Empire's incredible 60% off sale. Schedule a free in-home estimate now by calling 1-800-308-3510. That's 800-308-3510. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at EmpireToday.com.
Daily stock market and business news, quotes, mutual fund performance, market analysis, the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, and Amex. It's all right here. This is Business 1110.
Now, more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
And, of course, that sound means the markets are officially open, and it looks like the Dow's going to be in the green. We're up about 17. The NASDAQ just moved up into the green on fraction. And as far as the NASDAQ is still down, but it's down about 4. Yeah, so
doesn't mean much.
We'll see what happens. And, of course, you know, yesterday we had kind of a strong finish because of the Fed, and today the futures were...
I like these days that start out a little light.
A little flat.
And then they finish strong. That's a very bullish sign for me.
Well, that's...
I follow that stuff a lot.
And for Dave, the glass is always half full. I think he only scared me one time where he actually, the glass was maybe half empty.
Well, I'm a pretty optimistic guy, naturally. And that's why investing almost comes naturally to me. I don't know why I wasted so many years trying to work in corporate America when all I ever did was buck authority and make people unhappy, whereas I'm really better at growth.
And you do this for yourself, too.
Growth investing, because right. I'm a growth investor. I look for something that's fabulous, that's mm-hmm. outperforming, that's wonderful, that I can be optimistic about. I don't look for the beaten-up value stocks. And it's just a personal attitude, and it fits in with me.
Okay. Now, you always have really creative folks. Sometimes you have to hear the conversations that go on before the show and during the breaks, but I've known Dave for years, so I can share his wit and his wisdom. But you always come up with these creative things that you see. And one of yours was how to retire and how to set yourself up for retirement at a younger age and it's not maybe necessarily the most traditional way.
Well, yeah, this was actually something that I put together on my own. When I was about 29 or 30 years old and I was really just starting out, I'd had a long career in grad school and a career playing tennis and never made any money at it, just played all the time and didn't do anything else. And so finally, it came time that I'd have to get a job and figure out how to make my way in the world. And one of the things that seemed to me reasonable was that the very first set of investments that I ought to make would be something to give me a secure retirement. Mm-hmm. I'll do the back end first. And once I've got a secure retirement organized and under control, then I can take more risks, then I can plan, because I know no matter how much I screw up, I'm still going to have this secure retirement. Well, how do you do that when you're 28, 29 years old? I did it by buying rent properties. And my theory was I'm going to buy 3 rent properties. And they all had 30-year loans. And my theory was that by the time I'm 60, mm-hmm. They'll all be paid off by the tenants. And I will have, worst case, I'll have a free place to live and 2 places for income.
But there's being a landlord is not an easy job.
Oh, no. I was over there. I remember one day I was over there on Thanksgiving. They had poured the grease down the drain, and they wondered why the drain had stopped up, and I had to go over and fix it. So I did a lot of landlord things, and I did my own evictions and all of that sort of stuff, which is not fun. But the theory was the tenants are going to pay off my notes, and by the time I'm 60, I'm in clover. I'm set. I've got a free place to live and 2 places for income. Well, I hadn't really factored in taxes. the taxes, at least on my properties, went up so much that became unrealistic. But what it did for me early on was after I bought those 3 and after I sort of admitted that I'm going to have to keep, maintaining these properties, and I'm going to have to do the plumbing and the roofing and all of that, which I did some of it, not all of it, but as much as I could, that freed me up to take risks. Because when you're more confident about the long term, when you're covered, I got that covered. So then I could take risks. I bought other things. I bought other land. I bought got involved in the stock market. I got involved in other properties. I bought property in Florida. I could do other things because I thought I was already set at the end. Mm-hmm. It turns out I was a little light. Maybe if I'd bought like 8 or 9 properties and done that, it would have been more realistic. But the thing that worked was that it convinced me that I had that covered.
So you were willing to take that risk, whereas if you didn't have something in place, of course, I mean, at 28 and 29, we don't see, are the millennials these days and the young people even thinking in that respect? I sure wish I had started way earlier than I did.
Yeah. I don't know if they are or not, because honestly, I don't know any of them. If you want to know the truth, or the ones that I do know probably don't want to talk to me. So. But I had a friend who I went to college with, who was the cheapest guy in the world. I mean, he had two pairs of blue jeans and three shirts, and he had those for 30 years, the same stuff. And he retired after 10 years of working, and he said, I'm going to retire no matter what I'm doing after 10 years. And I think he was 32 when he retired. And he did it a little more bare bones than I'm willing to do, but he was an influence on me. And he bought rental property. He bought a lot of rental property. And none of it was very livable, but it didn't seem to matter. But anyway, real estate is a good thing to buy.
Well, and it's a great hedge against inflation in the market.
When you're young like that, you're using the leverage because you're buying. You know, I bought these places like $1,500 down, $6,000 down. Not a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
And all I had to do was keep them rented and keep them maintained.
Well, there's an idea for folks
I don't know if we got any millennials listening, but some of you may have millennials.
We actually do have.
You may have a millennial or two on the sofa. The deal is it's all set up. The 30-year loan was all paid. And it turned out in my case, the loans all got paid off early. I made money off them, and I eventually sold all of those properties because I realized that I had other things that I'd rather put the money into and blah, blah, blah. But it was just the idea that I had that fixed. I'm covered. I don't have to worry. I can take risks.
So it was the psychological impact that you had
that. It was a great idea.
Well, it looks like taking a look at some of the things that are going in the markets. I mean, you know, the Dow's down just a little bit right now, folks, but it's all pretty flat right now, as far as the future. Gold up 3%, but another thing that's up today is oil. So it looks like the energy stocks are leading the way today, which is a good thing. If you have not got a shopping list, I guess, ready, or, you know, dabbed your toe into the energy market, there are some very interesting ways that you can learn to invest in energy as well. A story out today about Royal Dutch Shell and Saudi Aramco. Apparently, they have a 50-50 refining joint venture that they've been doing. They're going to split their assets of the Motiva refineries. And apparently, Saudi Aramco is going to retain, they're going to keep the name. And that refinery, it's in Port Arthur, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also going to keep 26 of the distribution terminals as well as the exclusive license. They'll still be able to brand it all under Shell and everything. But now Shell will retain the refineries at Norco and Convent, Louisiana, 9 distribution terminals. And then they keep the Shell brand in Florida, Louisiana, and in the Northeast. Just kind of some interesting stories there. We've got some homework for you to do on the other side of this break, thanks to Dave, and very interesting. And then I'm going to tell you about a solution to one of my pet peeves. We'll be right back on Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on, they were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735. Again, 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe, all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-4200 right now. That's 800-269-4200. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-4200 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-4200.
Writing a Christian book? You're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Breaking business news, top financial stories, and international business coverage from around the world. This is Business 1110.
Now, more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the St. Patty's Day edition of Straight Talk Money. So thank you so much.
Are you Irish?
I'm actually Scotch-Irish.
Okay.
Yes, a little German in there. You know, I think on a day like today, we all have some Irish
in
us,
don't
we?
Yeah, you look Irish. I actually have no Irish background that I'm aware of. I've looked into it. I have plenty of Scots and English and German and actually an ancestor, a direct ancestor who was a black lady in the 1750s. It's very well documented, a free black lady in the 1750s, so I do have some black ancestors.
All right. Dave is just a wealth of information today.
Speaking
of information, we have a caller, and we're going to go to Mike in Houston. Mike, welcome to the show, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. I was kind of building on the same thing y'all been talking about. We kind of know Dave is a growth investor, and he's just talking about how you can set yourself up with income or in your retirement. How does he handle his monthly note, you know, in other words, your food and your utility bills and that sort of thing? Do you just leave a pile of money sitting over there for a year's worth of expenses, or how do you do it?
Well, what I do, you know, everybody handles their personal finances a little differently, but what I do, every time I need some money, I just transfer it out of my Fidelity account into my checking account. And that's, you know, it's simple process. It doesn't cost anything. And if my checking account runs low, I go to Fidelity and transfer some money in.
So, well, do you budget? Do you have
no.
a budget? You don't have a specific
no.
budget? So
no,
you're,
I really
you're
don't.
Doing all the things.
Well, I keep track of things, but not I keep very good. I've always run my life like it was a business. That is, I do a quarterly balance sheet. I do a monthly income statement, because one of the easiest things in investing is to lie to yourself and think you're doing better than you are. So I know, like, year to date, you know, whether I'm ahead or behind. I know all of that, but I don't really budget, you know, in terms of what you know, what I'm going to spend. I just take it out and put it in a checking account.
Go ahead.
Is there an income portion to your investment? You talked about the business development companies, but I mean, is a large part of your portfolio devoted to dividend and in stocks?
I'm trying to think what proportion, but probably I don't know, 20-30% maybe now, something like that. As I've gotten older, I've bought more income-oriented things. But basically, those are in IRAs mostly. I put most of my income investments in IRAs and haven't touched them. And then do most of my growth investing just in my regular brokerage account. And but yeah, I mean, but still sometimes, even with growth investing, you can get income out of it, because if you've got a profit, you can sell something. And one of my disciplines that I try to follow, I'm not, you know, I don't beat myself up over this, but when I get a 20% profit in something, I sort of sit down and have a little discussion with myself, and I say, all right, I'm either going to buy more of it, or I'm going to take that 20% profit. And sometimes I buy more, and sometimes I take the profit. And it depends. I try to make a judgment call in each case. But the part of it, too, is to not have any debt. I don't have any debt. I don't have a mortgage anymore. I don't have car payments. So, you know, it's nice to live debt-free.
But it sounds like you keep a pretty good cash balance in your account as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
But, you know, the nice thing about stocks, you can turn them into cash in 20 seconds.
Well, that's true. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling into the show today.
Yeah, you know, the record keeping is really important, and we've talked about maybe doing a whole segment on record keeping. But one of the things, when I got married, my wife, I said, now look, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. Just tell me at the end of the month what you have in this account and this account. And she said, oh, all right, I'll do it. Well, and then I started showing her the charts, and then I started showing her, well, see, now you're ahead here, aren't you? And this, and then once you get into the swing of it, it was motivational, and now she's with the program.
It was a trick. All right, real quickly, I know we want to leave folks with some homework to do, and there's a couple stories out today. One of them has to do with Baidu, which is the Chinese tech giant, and they're going to start testing self-driving vehicles here in the U.S., so, or some other, you know, we know they're not alone in that type of technology. But they're going to hopefully come out with a commercially viable model within the next couple of years. But another big story today, which you have something for folks to do their homework on, is the automatic emergency braking system that we're seeing in some cars, but apparently automakers today, which represent about 99% of the vehicle sales, are planning to pledge today that technology is going to be in almost all of the cars and trucks by 2022.
Yes.
So what would be a company that, as an investor, I might want to start looking this research on?
Well, we've talked about this in the past. The company that I own in that marketplace is Mobileye, MBLY. It's an Israeli company. I normally would prefer to buy an American-based company because there's a little less risk there. But Mobileye seems to have a pretty good lock on the automatic braking market. And I bought them with the assumption that that would transfer over to the autonomous car market, to the self-driving car market. But it now turns out that this automatic braking market, it looks like it's going to be basically a government requirement for all cars. And that's why Mobileye was up 9% yesterday. And that's there's nothing happier for a company than to have the government require people to buy your product.
Well, and what's interesting about it, as you said, that it's not necessarily, you don't want to go out and invest in the car companies that are putting this, you know, like even the self-driving cars. It's the technology that goes into it. We learned the biggest lesson probably with Apple, the folks that invested in the technology behind Siri did probably as well or better than the people that just actually went out and bought Apple that sell.
Components, yeah.
Right, so you want to look at that. So there's something for you to do your homework on.
Yeah, look at Mobileye.
And also, okay, it drives me crazy when I am out running and I have to keep stopping and tie in my shoes because I don't understand why they'd have laces on a running shoe that wouldn't stay tied. So Nike has come out today with a new sneaker. It's self-lacing technology, and basically what happens when you put your foot in it, it all tightens itself and causes the shoe to fit, and it's great.
How do you get it off?
Yeah, well,
what if you want it off?
There's a little button that you push when you want to get it off, and so I want to say thank you to Nike because, yes, I do wear Nikes, and there's nothing that has driven me crazy. The shoe, it's going to be available in 2016 by holiday time, so by Christmas.
Is it electric?
By Christmas? No, it's got little sensors inside of it. It's very,
little sensors
very
running electric. You got electric shoes? I don't know.
It's a hyper-adapt shoes, and so it's very, very interesting. You're seeing it all over the television today. And so, folks, anyway, thanks so much for listening to the show today. Go out and have a happy St. Patrick's Day, Dave. Thank you for joining
Alrighty.
Me. Tomorrow, you're going to hear from John Sylvia, Chief Economist for Wells Fargo Bank. Thanks for joining us, folks. Go out and enjoy your day.
You've been listening to Straight Talk Money with Mike Robertson. Be sure to listen every weekday morning. If you want to contact Mike today, call 855-624-4004. That's 855-624-4004. Or log on to straighttalkmoney.com.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered in the United States through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You know, we talk a lot about mutual funds on the show and occasionally discuss variable annuities. Mike wants you to remember that you should carefully consider the risk, charges, and expenses of a mutual fund or variable annuity prior to investing. This and other important information can be found in the Funds Prospectus or Variable Annuity Sub-Account Prospectus. Contact your advisor for a copy and always read it carefully before investing.